Like men climbing one another's shoulders, the Apollo flights of 1969 climbed step by step toward a landing on the moon. In March, Apollo 9 successfully tests the docking procedures. In May, Apollo 10 performs a dramatic dress rehearsal. The landing craft Snoopy drops to within 9 miles of the moon's surface as Charlie Brown, the command ship, orbits far overhead.
Oh, Houston, Houston, this is Snoopy.
Roger, Snoop, go ahead.
He's going. We is down among him, Charlie.
Roger, I hear you weaving your way up the freeway.
Then crisis. Snoopy begins to tumble as it sheds its descent stage before blasting itself toward a rendezvous with the command ship.
Something went wild there on that staging.
Charlie Brown, Houston, they got staging. They had a wild gyration, though.
Roger, I don't know what the hell that was, babe.
Snoop, Houston, you're looking okay for the instruction burn.
Okay, baby, let's make this one. 3, 2, 1, burn. Burn? Okay. 160 to go.
Roger, Snoop, you're burning.
To go.
You're burning.
78 to go. 50 to go. 20 to go. Stand by, Tom. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Charlie Brown, Houston, he got the burn off. We're in good shape.
The stage was set for history's most momentous exploration. Wednesday, July the 16th, Cape Kennedy, Florida.
The target for the Apollo 11 astronauts, the moon, at liftoff, will be at a distance of 218,096 miles away.
Here she goes, look at
that. 2, 1,
give me, look at
that. And liftoff.
A perfect launch and a perfect 4-day flight. On Sunday, July 20th, Neil A. Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin in the landing craft Eagle leave Michael Collins in the command ship Columbia and descend to the moon's surface.
Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Righto.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
And,
go. GNC.
Go.
Roger, copy. Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
Eagle, Houston, you're a go for landing.
Riding a wing of flame, Eagle breaks down toward the crater-scarred Sea of Tranquility.
Eagle looking great. Your go.
Forward. Forward. 40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little. 9.5.
30 seconds.
Forward. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Boat control, both auto, descent engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
It is a long early morning on the moon, but on the busy Earth, time seems to stop as 600 million human beings share the greatest drama, watching and listening as Neil Armstrong opens the hatch and starts down the ladder. Aldrin guides him from above.
How am I doing?
You're doing fine.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil. And we're getting a picture on the TV. So we can see you coming down the ladder now.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's quite dark here in the shadow and a little hard for me to see that I have good footing. It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
Okay, you're right at the edge of the porch.
It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
Beautiful view. Is that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
We'll read the plaque that's on the front landing gear of this LAM. It says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, AD. It came in peace for all mankind."
We have reached the moon and looked beyond it to our fellow planets of the solar system. But the best view of all is back toward the Earth and the essential brotherhood of all of the men upon it. Tomorrow, together, where might we not go?
3, 2, all engines running. Launch commenced. Liftoff. We have liftoff. The tower is clear.